The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Google Walls didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, folks of all ages, welcome back to the Bird's Eye View here on WTBR. Jesse and Mike here. It's been a long layoff, but our first show of the new year. Thank you for we took a long break because we had back-to-back shows on Christmas and New Year's Day. Thursdays, that's how it happened. So we were not on the air. But this is our glorious return, coming back like we never left. So much has happened in the interim. The basketball season is actually like in gear, as opposed to it was just barely starting up when we took off. We had our first Nordic ski meet a couple days ago.
We're fully hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know what 7 out of 20 works out at, but we're around 7. 7 out of 20 games
we're like a third-ish through.
One ski season actually did get underway. The other one starts tonight.
Well, knock on wood, it starts tonight. Given
today's a little iffy, but I was at Bosque yesterday, and they had decent enough coverage, so I assume it'll be a go, though it is, in the higher 30s today than you'd probably like.
Yeah. Oh, we got... Not sure if anyone heard that.
Henry's here as well.
Hank is there in the background doing his thing. We have, actually, tell you what, so here's how I want to start it, because there's so much to go back and talk about, so I want to talk about some of the stuff that happened, that's going to happen tonight, because we have some huge, massive games tonight. The Berkshire League, as we've mentioned, is back. It's in full gear. We've been having a lot of fun with it. It feels like the old Big East in a sense, where you have all these coaches that everyone knows that are high-level coaches, and they all love to beat each other, and they all have great respect for each other, and all the players want to beat each other, and they all know each other. And so it's just, we've had a lot of intense games, even if they're not all that close, a lot of high-level coaching, and coaches screaming at each other, coaches screaming at players, at officials. Just a lot of fun, a lot of action. And tonight, I mean, it's rivalry night, so we have war on the floor. That's the Boys and Girls Club, Pittsfield versus Taconic Boys. Taconic, technically the host team, but it's at the club, essentially a neutral site. And then you have Drury versus Hoosick, another old rivalry. That will, I believe that one's at Hoosick. Who's at Drury?
Drury, I believe.
Drury, okay. So Drury hosts. For the last 4 years, we've only had one game in the regular season, so they would alternate. So now we finally get them twice a year, home and home. So we have Drury Hoosick, and then we also have Wacona Monument. Just three action-packed rivalry games on the boys' side. Drury Hoosick, I mean, look, it's Drury Hoosick. You kind of can throw records out the window a little bit. But on the same time, you know, this is once again, Drury has had a phenomenal start to their season, 7-1. Jorge Bond, we thought, was going to be the best boys basketball player in the county, and he looks like the best boys basketball player in the county. Recently hit the 1,000 point barrier. He's only a junior. We've been talking about, you know, 1,800 points is the all-time Drury record by Scott McGuire, and that's very much on the table. And the fact of the matter is, 2,000 points is also on the table. he'd be the only boy in Berkshire County history to do that. He'd be one of three players total. Gwendolyn Carpenter of Mount Everett is the all-time record holder with, I think, believe 2,152, something like that, 2,151.
I can bring it up right now if you'd like.
And then there's another girl who had 2,000 points as well.
Samantha Herrick,
thank you. So, yeah, Sadale Jones is all-time leader on the boys' side. He had 1,984. So, unfortunately, 16 points shy of 2K. But, yeah, all of those records, well, okay, I'm not sure about 2,100. But 2,000 is legitimately on the table for Bond. He is averaging something like 28 points per game. So he could very easily have a 600 or even 700 point season this year. Knock on wood, barring injury, all that good stuff. So yeah, it'd be very exciting to see what he does against Hudzik. Aiden Wicks is a pretty good guard, but and I imagine he'll have the matchup, just a really tough matchup. Connor Hinkle for Drury is, you know, he plays bigger than he is. How he does against Quinnell Bradley will be really interesting. Hudzik definitely has a little bit of a size advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just going to be... also, you know, McCann girls are hosting Gateway. McCann girls are undefeated so far. And then yep. Pittsfield is at Northampton. On the girls' side.
Decent game.
That should be a good game as well. Northampton's always really, really good. Pittsfield had a close win on the road at Northampton last year. So we'll see what they're able to do this year. Not they're both in the same league.
Yeah. Well, we should mention the Lee Lennox. It was like rivalry throughout. Rivalry night. Lee Lennox has moved. I think the email said January 22nd, so they're going to doublehead it with the girls, Lee Lennox. That must be the second matchup for the girls, because they already played once.
Right,
so,
they already played. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like that. I think a doubleheader will be a lot of fun.
Oh, doubleheaders are great, yeah. It was a stressful calendar to look at, like a week ago, when I was like, oh, wait, they put...
All the rivalry
games on one night.
I will say,
how many places can we get? And the fact that it's Alpine opening night kind of threw a different monkey wrench
in. If you want this Berkshire League thing to work, man, you can't put all the biggest matches on the same day. Come on, give us a chance.
But I get it. Like, rivalry night in like college, like rivalry night in college football is like a thing. But you could like make it rivalry weekend, or you could make it. Well, no coaches would go for this, but play a triple header at the Boys and Girls Club.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that was stressful. The only other one, Mount Everett's at Greylock Boys tonight. Not really a rivalry.
Same league.
Yeah, same league. So maybe could become a bit of a rivalry. But yeah, because McCann moved out of that league, I guess Mount Everett doesn't really have a select rival. But they are, I believe, 7-1, something like that.
McCann,
right now.
Yeah, Mount Everett is 7-1. Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was. So did Drury win all three last year? Is that right?
So Drury won two last year because they played only once in the regular season because it was a non-league game.
Oh, and they don't play in Western Mass,
They don't play in Western Mass because Drury's Class C and Hudzik is Class D, and then they played again in the round of 16, and Drury won that game. At Drury, oh, what's up, Hankus? What's up? You got a big smile. I like the candy striper pajamas.
He's good. Yes, sir. We're getting the most out of our Santa Claus clothes.
I was going to say, is that not a Stranger Things
no, it's
Vicky
a Christmas
reference?
Thing. Christmas thing.
In any case, yes, so
it would be
Drury last year, I mean, that was huge because Hudzik had won. They'd only played once the previous 2 years.
Correct, yeah.
In the previous 2 years, they'd only played once each year. But Hudzik won both those matchups. So Drury last year winning twice kind of evens up, you know, how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And Drury got those big wins. And so, yeah, so now it's, you know, the expectation is Drury is going to be much better. And for, you know, Aiden Wicks is a senior, Quinnell Bradley's a senior. Like, this is their last chance at getting a win in the rivalry. So it'll be very interesting to see how Hudzik kind of comes out. They've had a bit of a rough start to the season.
Big prove me night for Hudzik tonight. Just the, like, when we ended last year, well, I mean, we were talking about coming into this year. I think at the very last pod, we did a pod, and I was like, oh, we have a chance to get two 2,000-point scorers here with Bond and Trey Moynihan, who was, I believe, a year younger and was still putting up, like, he's probably going to hit 1,000 late this season, maybe.
Yeah.
No longer on Hudzik. The question marks that surrounded that entering the season for Hudzik were kind of, okay, he had the ball a ton. Aiden, very capable scorer.
He's
off ball,
20 points per game. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's just a different kind of vacuum that created there. And I don't know if it was, I don't want to say it was. Well, they also lost. I mean, the coach might be even a bigger glaring absence.
Bill retired.
But a lot of personality from that team last year left. And like, through the first 6-7 games here, I don't really know what they are, who they want to be.
That's a fair...
At least in the seldom I've seen them. Or just, you know, scanning results and stuff. But it doesn't seem like they've locked in on how they want to play. Tonight's a night where you can create an identity that will last the next 8 weeks and get you to. Are you still the kind of cream of Class D? Are you still a top level contender in that? Are you a top level D5 contender? We think Drury might be Final Four caliber. If you pull off this tonight, you kind of re-enter that conversation. People forget all about Trey Moynihan, Bill Robinson. They realize this is legit. Huzik, this is who we are now going forward.
Yeah, Huzik's had some trouble getting the wins, but I do think that their identity on offense has started to solidify a little bit because I've seen more scoring from Blake Mazzio and Craig Field, and that's what we were looking for, is to, you know, outside of Aiden Wicks and Quinnell Bradley, who's going to step up, who's going to kind of fill those roles, because you did lose about, I don't know, 19 points per game when Trey departed. And so Field, I think, is more of an inside player, which is good. It gives Bradley a running mate in the post, in the interior. Blake Mazzio is shooting a little bit more from three, which is good. Help space the floor, which was definitely an issue for Huzik early on in the game, because when I saw them against Wilcote has a very good defense, but they could put somebody on Aiden Wicks, just have somebody in his grill the entire night, and then they could collapse the interior and there wasn't much else going on. So now that you have another guy inside, you have some guys who can space the floor and shoot, all of a sudden I think their offense is starting to get a little better. They're still going to have a lot of new pieces. Basically, outside of those two, Wicks and Bradley, everyone else is new to being a starter. So there is definitely still some work in progress here.
I'm looking back at that round of 16 game last year, 50-47. So it was a very close game. But you look at the numbers on Huzik's side, and a little iffy here and there. Wicks had 5 points. Blake Mazzio didn't score. Trey Moynihan had 14. Looks like Will Hakes had 15. Does that sound right?
He was a senior. He had like a really good game.
Popped that one. That was a season high 15 in that game. Had 10.
He was a senior. That was a game that he was definitely gearing for. And he hit a bunch of threes early on, and you could tell that the game mattered. It just wasn't enough.
And I'm looking back at in the first matchup, Mazzio had 3 points. Wicks had 13. So those are two guys. Like, I was just thinking, like, Craig Field, this will be his first kind of time experiencing this. He was on McCann last year, so his first time experiencing like this
pressure,
this vitriol a little bit. These matchups can get real heated real fast. Wicks, Mazzio's played in these games. Quannell obviously has played in these games, so some experience there. On the Drury side, a little bit of the same thing. Like some guys who were bit players in these matchups last year.
I'm less concerned about that.
Yes, they've proven
their two best players, Jorge Vaughn and Connor Hinkle.
They proved it Monday night that they can do it.
JJ Prengruber definitely would have gotten time last year. Sam Bullitt would have gotten time last year. Like, they would have been in the games. They were legitimate role players in the games last year. So I'm less concerned about that part. Ray Durant, Shane Fogier, they didn't play as much. But
you would look at it. So Hinkle had a game high 18 points in that game last year. So you know he's going to be up for it. I'm excited to see some people make names. And we flip back to the Pittsfield Taconic one.
Same deal. There's a lot of kids with a lot of opportunity. A lot of new starters for War on the floor. Last year was interesting because Taconic swept Pittsfield in the regular season, and then Pittsfield once again beat Taconic in the Class B semifinals. That was at Taconic. So how are both teams able to kind of respond? Pittsfield has looked very, very good to start the season. They've just been a little up and down. You know, they played Wakona right before Christmas. They were up 15 points in the third quarter, and they threw their offense out the window, and that kind of led to them losing. They lost in overtime. And they also lost one game on the road to Agawam. And Agawam was a pretty good team, but it also just looked like a weird loss for Pittsfield. And so, you know, how are they? They've been able to right the ship somewhat since then. This is a huge game. Breon Thompson was a starter last year.
He had 19 in the playoff win over Taconic.
But other than that, basically everybody else is new to being a full-time starter. Mm-hmm. So how are they going to be able to handle this? And for Taconic, everybody's a new starter. So once again, how are they going to be able to handle this? Big crowd, big arena, big atmosphere. This is the game you want. Taconic is, you know,
they're returning. That was a 68-66 win in the Western Mass semis last year for Pittsfield. So 66 points. Taconic, two of those points return.
Rocker
had one basket.
There you go. And so, you know, like Taconic, I believe, was 0-4 to start the season. Now they've won three.
Yeah, I think they were 0-3 to start and have won
three
and then lost one, or they win four straight. I'm looking at last year's. That's the problem.
Yeah. So anyway, so, you know, Taconic has definitely gotten a little hot just, you know, as they've kind of figured themselves out. Quincy King is top four in the county with 22 points per game. He's absolutely lighting it up. Breon Thompson has actually been doing pretty well, too. He's averaging 19 or 20 points a game. But yeah, Pittsfield, I think...
Lost 3-1-4 for Taconic.
Lost 3-1-4. Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Yes. Sorry. They lost 3-1-2, lost to Amherst, and then beat Monument. So they are 3-4. But
have won three of their last four
games.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Coming off a win over Monument on Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty confident win for them.
Quincy King had 29, and he said his past five are all over 20. He's over 20 in six of the seven games.
Yeah, he can play in transition. Pittsfield would like to play in transition, I believe. I expect this to be a big game for Quincy Avely. He, I think, has early in this season kind of etched his mark as maybe the best center in the county, or certainly in that running. And for once, Taconic does not have some 6'6 giant manning the middle. So getting him active in the paint will be huge for Pittsfield's offense. It always is, but this could easily be a game where he puts up 20 and 20 if they can feed him. And when they do, the rest of the offense generally flourishes. It's when they just start jacking threes that things go poorly. So I would love to see Pittsfield just feed him down low and have Taconic just, hey, stop it, and then we'll figure things out from there. Taconic, you know, they started out rough, but they're young. They, I think, have kind of crystallized some what Quincy King can drive. Does a really good job distributing the ball. They have some good guards. Calvin Phillips plays physical. Kaysen Blazioli is starting to hit in jumpers. Charlie Driscoll's can hit threes. So it'll be really, it'll be interesting to see how Taconic is very young. Pittsfield is somewhat young, but still very new. How these guys kind of, I don't know. This is a big test for them in the Berkshire League, and, you know, for playoff possibilities. You know, who is going to say, like, we're real? You know, Class B is kind of wide
it's
open.
Just, yeah,
this
putting
year.
your own name, your own stamp on this rivalry, on the city's kind of basketball culture. A lot will be going on in the Boys and Girls Club tonight. Beyond the win loss result, there's a lot that can be made, and a lot that I will say, a lot that can be lost. It is the first matchup, though, so there's a little bit less, I guess, outstanding pressure on it there.
All right, folks, we're going to recap some of the things that have been happening when we come back and take a short break, so keep it locked here on 89.7, 88.1, and we will see you shortly.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world, and it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Welcome back, folks. WTBR-FM Pittsfield, WSBR Lee. This is the Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike here. Oh, what's going on, Henry? You keep poking around the corner. Are you playing peekaboo? Yeah, what's going on, bud? Is that good applesauce or apple juice or whatever's in the pouch? Oh,
very good.
In 25 years, that'll be wine. and then then you'll be having different kinds of fun.
He'll be able to drink it in 25
years. Well, maybe. we've been talking basketball, a lot of basketball going on. I should briefly mention McCann Hockey has kind of long been suffering, but they're having a great season so far. They've won 5 straight games. They lost their first 2 against parochial schools over in New York. They've won 5 straight since then, including one against Brattleboro in Vermont, but they've won 4 against all their, you know, their Western Mass League competition. So a great season so far for the Hornets as they try and bounce back. They look like they might have a real chance in Western Mass, which, yeah, would be great. Real chance to make states, which they never have done. So, yeah, credit to them scoring a lot of goals, putting up a lot of points. They finally beat Taconic for the first time since the program went to, you know, move to McCann from Drury. So, yeah, great season for them. Just wanted to put that out there. As for what's been going on in the county, last night I saw Wacona girls play Frontier. And I've been... Don't push that button. Don't push that button. I've been trying to kind of contextualize what I saw because we had some serious expectations for what Wacona could do this year. And they lost 58-39 to Frontier. And it's kind of just one of those things where I'm going, all right, is Frontier just better? And there's a real possibility of that. Or were we just too high on what Wacona could do? And it might be a little bit of both because Frontier looked legit. I mean, they were larger, they were more physical, they were long. And Frontier beat Wacona in the Class B quarterfinals last year in D4 in states, which Wacona's also in D4. Frontier lost to Bourne in the round of 16. Bourne was the 4 seed, and Bourne went to the Final 4. Only lost to Cathedral, which has been the boogeyman of Division 4. You know, that has won 3 straight D4 state championships. So, you know, Frontier gave them a game to say the least. So it might really be that Frontier is, you know, one of the top seeds in D4 this year, and D4 is wide open because Cathedral has now been moved up to Division 3. So that's, I think, also why we've been high on Wacona, because it's like, all right, Warriors, you know, they can make some noise. And yeah, they were bullied a little bit. They were pushed around, just could not get inside. I thought Madison McCarthy did not have the ball in her hands enough. But yeah, it was, you know, Frontier is now in a league with Wacona and Hoosick and Lennox and Drury, and Frontier looks like they might be the best team in that league. Yeah, it was just kind of a setback for Wacona. To be fair, they hadn't played in 8 days, 9 days, or no, sorry, like 10 days, because they hadn't played since December 29th. So rust, I think, was definitely an issue. And now they're getting back into the swing of things. Wacona has a big game against Hoosick on Friday night, so it will be interesting to watch. That will be interesting to see, you know, how they respond. But yeah, it was just a little bit of a... not what I expected to see from Wacona. It's, you know, to kind of get, they, I mean, you know, front, it was a 2-point game at halftime, and Frontier comes out on a 7-0 run. Wacona has 10 turnovers in the third quarter, and the game's over. Mike would have answered, but he had to grab a child. Yeah, can't have you hitting the buttons and taking us off air there, Hank. Shows the can end that early.
Yeah. It's been a bit of an odd kind of up and down start for Wacona, because they had that early season kind of bit of a dud against Drury, like 31 points, and a loss to admittedly a solid Drury team, but putting up 31 points, a bit of a outlier, I guess. And then they kind of handle Lee, who we thought was kind of hovering around that level, and then come out 8 days later, start your new year with a 39-point dud. I'm just going to keep using that word. If you drop under 40, it's a bit of a dud. You have Madison McCarthy on your team, who had 6 points in this one, coming off 25-26, were her previous 2 games. So,
yeah, I mean, Frontier did a good job of playing, you know, pretty aggressive man defense, but it was still a shock not to see them get the ball into her hands with some kind of intentionality, especially when the offense was struggling. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of respond from here. Once again, Frontier maybe just is that good. In Class B, you know, I think Pittsfield should be winning Western Mass, but South Hadley and Frontier, I'm now like, those are the next 2 best teams, and I'll be very interested to see, you know, if they match up and you know, which one of them, because I think both of them will give Pittsfield a great game. South Hadley gave Pittsfield a great game to start the season. Let's see, we got about 6 minutes, 5.5 minutes. Let's see, what else
happened over the break?
The
Pittsfield girls won three games in 3 days. You just kind of mentioned them. The expectation is, it was entering the season and still is, Western Mass champions.
Final four.
Final four team. I think this might elevate it to a point where you're like considering them. Okay, this is a team that can be in Lowell. Just you go out of state and win two kind of higher profile tournament games out there. You come back, you don't let up. You take care of another solid team in Longmeadow. You win that season opener against South Hadley. This unfortunate back-to-back postponement cancellations of the Minichog matchup is a little bit, I guess, frustrating because we don't have that result coming out. But if they had won that game, you'd be saying, okay, like this is a potential, 18, 20 win team and a team that should be on the verge of getting the goal.
Well, that and also just, they haven't played, they're rust and all that. They've already struggled to get
they've
games
done that
and,
a couple times now. Yeah. So the gaps have returned now.
Tonight, they got Northampton. That's a huge game. Northampton's always good. They look like they're good this year. They'll play Northampton twice. They'll play Springfield Central twice. Those are going to be just massive games. Be very interesting to see how they handle those. Pittsfield, I think, is definitely, we're looking at you as you should be in Final Four. Last year, arguably, just if they're on the other side of the bracket, would have been in Lowell. And St. Mary's Lynn, which has won three of the last four D3 titles, is now in D2. Mm-hmm. So D3 will have a new champ. 2024, Foxborough won. Otherwise, it's all been St. Mary's Lynn.
Who are the do you know offhand the teams in Pittsfield's league?
Yes. So you have Springfield Central, which is D1, won a state title 4 years ago. You have Northampton, which is D2, went to, I think, two Final Fours in 4 years. Mm-hmm. You have Minichog, which is also D2. You have Longmeadow, which is D2. And then you have South Hadley, which is D4 and has been to the last two D4 state titles.
So, yeah, just like pulling up our colleagues at Mass Live, do a Western Mass top 20. The top five of the top 20 is Central, Minichog, Pittsfield, Northampton, Longmeadow. South Hadley is number 7.
Yeah. So
6 of the top 7 are Pittsfield's league. So this is going to be a hellacious year for Pittsfield, but they seem to be fully capable of handling it, at least through, 4 games, 5 games.
And we should mention they've been doing it without Madison Stets. So I think she is available now. How healthy her leg is, how many minutes she can get, that is definitely going to be a question mark. We won't know. She was coming off an ACL injury, so how long it takes for her to get her legs back under her, be able to really run the floor, because Pittsfield plays a press. We're going to be finding out. There's a very real chance it's not till February when she kind of looks herself again. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she is coming back is huge for Pittsfield, because while their top 6 is excellent, they're not very deep after that. So getting her back will be very important. But yeah, going to be some big games for PHS. I think this is very much feels like a team that could go to Lowell. Cathedral will be new in D3. How are they going to handle that? St. Mary's Lynn is gone. Foxborough, I imagine, will be really, really good. But I think PHS can handle most of the teams in D3. So this is kind of, Harold Castillo's a senior. Keon Summers is a senior. Brigitte Ellerby is a senior. Stets is a senior. This is their last run. So we want to see them kind of go out with a bang. Certainly possible. Also want to mention, because you mentioned the Drury boys, Drury girls, they've taken their lumps against PHS, and they had a tough loss to Pope Francis recently. They lost close to both Pope Francis and Frontier, but I feel like they could definitely win a Class C title. I think this could be their year. They are very deep. They have a lot of size, and D5 is kind of wide open because Hoosick is rebuilding a little bit, and Renaissance lost some of its best players. So all of a sudden, D5 is kind of open, and Drury looks good. They have a lot of options. They can throw a lot of if you have a big, they can throw that at you defensively. I'm high on Drury. I think they are still kind of figuring themselves out a little bit. But they have some decent shooters. They have some bigs they can pass, into. And, they play a really hard defense. And so, I think they definitely have a high ceiling this year.
Yeah. You want 2 minutes on skiing real quick? 1 minute on skiing?
Oh, yeah.
Nordic opened yesterday, 2 days ago now. Greylock seems like they're going to be the top once again on both boys and girls side. Lauren Miller still somehow in high school and killing it. Alpine starts tonight. No more Eliza Mullen. No more Kitson Stover. Those were kind of the big names last year. Oliver Kirby should be back for Lennox. The Lennox boys had a really strong season last year and then kind of didn't get it done in the championship day. Skiing is so high variable that that can happen. But I would imagine whoever has, you know, risen to that top four, top five of the Lennox boys to watch out for them as we get to Bosque tonight.
Yeah, so lots of big stuff happening tonight. More on the floor, Jory Huzik, all at 7 o'clock. Maybe we'll see you there. Thank you for bearing with us, and have a good rest of your week. Welcome back.